As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Leading with 2020 Vision, we say good morning to Clinton County Health Department Director Rodney Wan. Rodney, thanks for calling this morning.
Certainly. Thanks for having me again, gentlemen.
Hey, Rodney, what do we think about what I just said about, a lot of people poked their heads out from the quarantine on the protests and stuff, and you saw that happening nationwide. And then as soon as they start testing, there's a bunch of people with coronavirus testing positive. And now, as Ken just mentioned, some football teams in college
and pro
had started practicing. And then just a couple practices in, they do a random test, and a bunch of people have it. That's a little alarming, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But it's expected from those of us who have been trying to follow the science of it. And it goes along with what we said, that it's still out there. It's still prevalent and can be caught. You know, we see, half of the states in the United States right now are seeing severe increases in their case count. So, and Indiana's a little behind all those, and we really need to decide what we want to do as a state and as a county to try to prevent that for ourselves.
Have you guys changed testing spots again?
Yes. Well, as of Friday, we were at the new or the future home of the Healthy Communities of Clinton County and Health Department, which is 1234 Rossville Avenue there, just as you're as you're getting on the edge of town.
Right.
So we are there until the end of the month. I am still awaiting word from the State Department of Health as to whether they will continue that contractual service or whether they'll have another option available.
What's your hours going to be over there?
8 to 6 p.m.
Okay.
They're closed at lunch from noon to 12:30, but the rest of the time there's appointments available. They will help make appointments for folks if they walk in as well. So,
what advice do you give people who have got big events coming up? I mean, we've got senior fair. People have reunions. People have got a lot of things. Other than what the social distancing and the masks, what else?
Well, obviously, as we've always said, if you're feeling ill at all, stay home. If you're exhibiting any of those symptoms. Obviously, we still have asymptomatics that are out there running around that don't have any indication they're ill. And unless they're tested, they have no idea that they're ill. So, and that's a lot of what you gentlemen were speaking about earlier, which is, what seems to be a perfectly healthy individual coming onto a practice field, and suddenly, we have several new cases. So hand hygiene is still very critical. And again, we're going to hear something hopefully soon from the CDC on further guidance on mask wearing, because I've always held to the idea that it's not only is it protecting those around you, I think when you've got something barrier there in front of your mouth and your nose, that it does have some protection for you as well. So the CDC is going to revise their guidance soon on that. So big events are going to be our challenge, but, we have a whole community and a whole society, screaming out for normalcy, and that's what we're pushing up against here right now.
There was a story out last week that said that masks will not protect, especially if people have a tendency to cough quite a bit. What's your thoughts on that?
They won't protect the people surrounding them,
Correct, because the stuff gets out of the mask and goes about 18 inches somewhere.
I would say there's probably some escape depending on the type of mask they wear and whether they're wearing it properly. But every study, every video that you can watch from the CDC or John Hopkins shows, it's greatly reduced the amount of aerosolation of droplets that go out. It's not perfect. But it yet, we're in the middle of summer, and I'll be honest with you, gentlemen. It is a challenge to wear those for any length of time when you're in a confined situation. So, but it's still going to be key to trying to keep the spread down in the meantime.
When people get tested, has there been any thought, or do they even suggest how the best way to wear a mask is?
We certainly have home care instructions when we're testing folks that talk to them about wearing masks. There are several excellent short videos on YouTube and other internet areas that will address donning and doffing of it, just a simple mask. Mm-hmm. But mainly it's the getting them on you and having them over your nose and your mouth, not wearing them around your neck, not wearing them on your forehead. Those definitely are not ways that are going to help anything.
I haven't seen anybody have it on their forehead yet, but it's early yet, too.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So, any other great suggestions that we need to think about and ponder?
Well, again, you know, if you're following along, Indiana is no longer a green state as of recent reporting that we're on the steady state, which means we're heading the wrong direction. We were in that green state of being 20% reduction, and now we're starting to see us move the other way, and some of that's to be expected. Again, you know, as people get out, it's okay to get out and enjoy the summer, enjoy activities and stay active, but just be careful of the folks that you're intermingling with, because that's critical. And as the nation's death toll continues to rise, and we're nearing 120,000 folks that have passed, you still have to think back 100 years ago to the pandemic. We lost 675,000 folks approximately in the United States, and we're starting to get closer and closer to a significant percentage of those numbers, and 100 years later we still haven't got a whole control over Mother Nature. So we need to keep in mind this is not political. Doesn't care what party you're in. It is out there and it is real. So
do you I'll ask the real loaded question then. Do you think we're going to be in a situation where this is just part of our everyday life and we never really get rid of it?
Until the vaccine comes along, we won't know. Then once a vaccine's available, we're going to know whether this becomes a seasonal thing or whether this vaccine will provide enough immunity once administered once or twice to build up an immunity. And really, it's still a little too soon to tell that. But that will be the determining factor is as we all know, flu changes regularly,
right,
and is a constant seasonal threat.
Yep.
So we're just not sure yet. But when the vaccine becomes available, I'm thinking they're going to try to get those answers as soon as possible.
How soon before the vaccine?
My guess is, and it's only a guess, but I'm listening along to the national news, about probably 6 more months before it's readily available. And that's if the ones they're currently testing, if any of those prove to be A, safe, and to be effective. So,
okay.
So keep your fingers crossed.
All right. You got anything else?
No, but hey, thank you for having us.
Yeah, not a problem.
Anyone needing a test can come in. No doctor's script is needed. No real caveat or reason. So come on out and get tested if you need tested. So.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Rodney. Appreciate it very much.
Yes. Have a great day.
You too, man.
As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision,